News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. A trio of inmates have escaped the Caddo County Jail. The Anadarko jailbreak involves Hector Hernandez, who was in custody for allegedly trafficking illegal drugs, Michael Brown for aggravated assault and battery, and Devontae Winters on first-degree murder. Several law enforcement agencies are searching for the group. If you spot them, call authorities. Do not approach them yourself. Damage assessments continue across the state to try and put a number on what it'll cost to repair all the damage. Governor Kevin Stitt says the state is working closely with the federal government to get as much federal funding as possible.
We have a great relationship with the federal government, and so we have asked them for 100% match for the first 90 days and then a 90-10 after that, so we're still kind of waiting for that approval.
Meanwhile, 81-year-old Kenneth Wayne Hoag is still missing, and Barnes' daughter refused to leave his mobile home. It was destroyed by the Twister. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Most local TV stations aren't so local. They actually work for large national corporations. But News 9 is different. One of the last local family-owned news companies. Everyone lives here, goes to school here, drives on Oklahoma roads, and respects Oklahoma weather. No corporate news here. It's just us with our families, win or lose, with you. That's why we can say we are Oklahoma's own News 9.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.